A proposed wind farm in western Illinois has a new owner, the third one since planning for the project began. The plan to build the wind farm in McDonough and Warren counties was initially proposed by Eco Energy. The project was acquired by Element Power about 5 years ago. Now it's been bought by Canada-based Capital Power. Barry Flatabo worked on the project with Element Power. He's now with Capital. Flatabo considers the project to be in an advanced development stage.
We have most of our permits in place. There's a little work here to do to finalize permits and have all of the approvals we need to build the project. Where we are going to be focused now and into the future is on signing a power purchase agreement or on finding an offtake solution, is what it would be called, kind of an industry parlance.
Basically looking for people who will buy the power that's produced by this wind farm.
Yes. In order to build any wind project, the critical part of that is that you have, a contract or a plan to sell power into the future, because it is such a significant investment. You know, this project will likely be at least a $250 million capital raising effort. So, you need to have a secure solution to sell power in order to get lending for it.
$250 million, what goes into that?
So most of your costs for a wind farm is going to be in the actual materials for the turbine. You have towers which are all steel and expensive, and you have all of your machinery in there. Significant funds also go into erecting each of the turbines and building them. Contractors will have significant deals out here. Road materials, so many different items go into a wind farm, from gravel road materials to expanding the local concrete and asphalt roads in order to be able to have the deliveries to the fields, all of the wires, so a lot of different materials and a lot of different labor.
Is it typical for a wind farm to proceed at this pace?
So I've been in the industry about 11 years now, and I would say at the very shortest period I've seen a wind farm from starting in development and being contracted would be 3 or 4 years. I would say it's very typical that you're going to be 4 to 7 years into a development before something happens. There's a number of significant pieces of work that need to come together at the same time for a project to get built. So, I would say this is more the norm than not for a wind farm, that this is actually a very normal development cycle. We're very excited about 2016, 17, and 18. And the primary reason this project hasn't been built yet is just simply that no one in Illinois has been buying power from renewable energy for the past couple of years.
Why is that?
There's a number of reasons legislatively, and secondly, in Illinois, there was a lot of wind built from 2008 to 2012. It was a state who had policies lined up to support wind energy when it was ready to go. So I think it's almost part of a normal slowdown as well when you have massive, kind of critical or infrastructure buildouts like that. Sometimes there's a bit of a lull on the back end of that while some of that gets, essentially integrated into the system, and utilities are seeing what their actual needs are for the next 5 and 10 years. So I think that that has a part of it too. But there have been legislative challenges. And then also Illinois has gone through this process in the past few years of starting to bring in competitive, new competitive retail energy suppliers, which also throws another little, wrench into the mix that everyone needs to figure out. But we are optimistic about the next few years in Illinois.
Electric aggregation, is that what you're referring to?
Yes, that's been, a different challenge for everyone to understand, and I think it's been another part of what is a complex energy market in Illinois.
This project was recently bought by Capital Power from Element Power. Does that change things at all?
No, it doesn't change anything from the project development standpoint. If we're able to sign a contract, this project will be built. Capital Power is an independent producer. They're a growth-oriented North American independent power producer. Already owns about 4,000 megawatts of operating natural gas, wind, and solar facilities. Most of that is in Canada right now. We do have about 100 megawatts of biomass facilities in North Carolina and 50 megawatts of wind in the United States now with the acquisition of Element Power. But it doesn't change anything for the project. Capital Power was excited about the project when they made the acquisition, excited to continue developing power and working in the community to bring the benefits to the community that the project will bring. And, you know, we hope to be starting construction here in the next few years.
Barry Flatabo is a consultant working on the proposed Cardinal Point Wind Farm in Warren and McDonough counties. Flatabo says it's a significant project for a rural area. He says a wind farm requires roughly the same capital investment as a skyscraper. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.